boys and girls. Please recite with me as I point to the board.
When we read and write, speak and listen, we've got to understand exactly what the words mean, so we'll know what they are saying. We need to learn more skills to comprehend. So now let's review the three NIMS.
Let's see if you remember them.
Synonyms are easy, we use them each day. They give variety to everything we say. They're words that have the same or similar meanings we know, like achieve, accomplish, manage, control.
Antonyms have opposite meanings, it's true. They help us comprehend extremes, like funny, sad, cruel, kind, stop, accelerate, right, wrong.
Now last of the three come homonyms, words that always sound the same, but their meanings and their spellings are different, like owed meaning indebted and no denoting pain.
Let's recite again from the board now.
When we read and write, speak and listen, we've got to understand exactly what the words mean, so we'll know what they are saying. Need to learn more skills to comprehend. That's why we've reviewed the three NIMS. Synonyms and antonyms and homonyms. Oh yeah!
Great job, everyone. And now for your homework assignment.
Thanks, Teach.